Shalom Uvracha, welcome everyone. Thank you for joining. We are learning Peleoids on the topic of Derech Eretz in Shir number 287. We'll be focusing on two topics in this year. The first topic is that if a person has a kayach of influence, in other words, if he asks someone to do him an act of chesed, people will feel compelled to have to listen. Such a person like this, you have to be very careful. If you are this individual, maybe you have a position of authority, of power, of covet, of honor, you have to be careful not to use it incorrectly. Because if the person being asked doesn't really want to comply with your request, that's incorrect. Now he's being forced. It's not called quote-unquote chesed. Now this individual is being forced to do something that he doesn't want to do. And who's forcing him? You are. So you have to make sure you're using your position correctly. Says the Peleoids, HaMervakish mechaveri eze chesed mamo oid sorich li zorish loy lahachbir olov. Person who asks from someone else to do a chesed, you have to be very careful not to burden the individual. And he says also, don't go around asking all your friends, oh, can you just bring this one package back for me? You know, sometimes, I'll give an example. And the example I'm using, each person has to apply to their own case. It doesn't mean it's black and white and that's what it is. But sometimes a person asks for a ride to Lakewood. Okay, you bring someone to Lakewood. And then the address that they give you, it's at the totally other end of Lakewood where you have to go. So you're going to Lakewood. That's very nice. But now to spend 45 minutes with all the traffic in one direction, then they have to go back all the way. So you have to be careful not to burden someone. Chesed, we all want to do chesed. We should all run to do chesed. That's who we are. B'nei Avraham Avinu, the Av of chesed. We have that in our DNA. But at the same time, we shouldn't be burdening other people to do chesed. He says further, if the individual who's asking is an Adam Chashuv, so therefore the people who are being asked are embarrassed to respond in a negative way, that they don't want to help the individual, this person, this Adam Chashuv, has to be very careful not really to ask people. He has to be careful not to ask people, because when he's asking them, their response as a Sefer Hasidim, are you ready for this now? The Sefer Hasidim says, there's a Srach Gezel. There are like a Shmek of Gezel. There's aspect of theft going on over here. Because the person who's assisting and helping, he doesn't want to do it. He's being forced. He's being forced into the situation. The same way we don't want to be forced into any situation, we have to be careful not to be forcing anyone else into a situation. That's the first topic. The next topic, Shlomo Melech tells us in Mishlei, Perek Chof Hei, Pasuk Zayin, Toiv Amor Lecho, it's better for a person to be told, Alei, Heino, Mehashpilcho Lifnei Nodiv. Better for a person to be told, come here, come up here to a higher level, as of course to be demoted from a higher level to a lower level. Of Amar Oid, furthermore, of a Mokim Gedoilim Al Tamoi, don't stand amongst Gedoilim, amongst great people. And therefore, based on these psukim, the Peleoids is telling us as follows: Leoilam Yeshiv Aldam Lemata Mash Nidmeloi Shumekoima Haroiloi. A person should always position himself in a lower place than to put himself in the rightful place where he might belong. In other words, we rather have a situation where he's being asked to come higher up and be elevated, as opposed to, what are you doing over there? That's not your position. And the person should never elevate himself, go higher up, ascend the ranks of greatness, until he's first pressured to some degree to be appointed. Ukvar perishu ha-paiskin, the paiskin tell us, Taisvis and Sochim, shebedvar gdulo v'kovud, in regards to a situation of gdulo v'kovud, misarvin afilu l'godol, a person can push off the request even of a god of a great person. And one has to know how and be careful how to understand what Taisus is saying over here. If a person's Rosh Yeshiva asks you to go daven, you don't start making cheshbonos, it's not my covet. You listen to Rosh Yeshiva right away. Listen to the Rav right away. Maybe it's by the Gabbai if he says, would you like to go to daven? So then the discussion in the Paiskim, you have to know halacha l'maisa. What we need to take out from this is that we have to know our makom. It's a very important madrega for a person to know who he is and where he belongs. And this is what the Pele Yotz is telling us over here. Shebedvar gedula v'kovod misavin afilu l'godol. That's the point. In regards to gedula v'kovod, don't be so quick to accept gedula. Don't be so quick to accept situations of COVID.